But a stable mate of yours,
yeah.
Michael Carayannis from the Daily Telegraph, is going to be our correspondent during the course of the Rugby League World Cup. We thought there's so much been going on around this World Cup, even though we're still a couple of weeks away from games, that we'd get him on and get ourselves a bit of an update. G'day, Michael.
Good morning, guys. Good to speak to you again.
Yeah, great to have you on the program. We do appreciate it, mate. But I tell you what, interest in this World Cup, I know it was there previously, but it's going to go to a new level with all the defections and so forth. Are you getting a sense of that yourself?
Well, how good is it? We saw the World Cup. Andrew Fifita on the front page of the Telegraph a couple of days ago. Who would have thought? We're still a month, you know, a couple of weeks out from the tournament, and he'd be making front page news for something that's not an atrocity, I guess. You know what I mean? It's been great. The interest level's high. Tickets have spiked for the Tongan games already.
Yeah.
Considering what's going on the last couple of days. And I think it's great that a fourth nation has emerged as a genuine contender. These guys are the real deal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, good morning, Michael. Great to have you back on board for the World Cup. We spoke to Zorb earlier, and I put the same question to Zorb. The Kangaroo squad, a real mixture of experience, but there's some exciting young talent coming through the ranks, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a really, really strong squad, and I know some new players. You know, Tom Trbojevic gets a chance to learn against Billy from Billy Slater, which is going to be invaluable for him. Imagine spending 6 weeks with Billy and being at such a young age. Tom, it's going to be great. And, you know, Dane Gagai was so impressive in Origin, and his game went to another level in the back end of the year despite Newcastle's performances. And Cameron Munster, Jordan McLean, there's a lot of form players, and that's what they've gone on. There's a lot of players who finished the year very strong for their club sides, and they're going to be very, very hard to beat, the Kangaroos.
Jason Taumalolo has said no to the Kiwis, and I think, you know, he's been lambasted by a number of either ex-Kiwi players or current Kiwi players, which is interesting of itself. But what are you hearing around David Kidwell, his decision to continue the bans on Kevin Proctor and Jesse Bromwich, and the impact that's having within the squad?
Well, I don't think it was a very happy Four Nations touring party last year.
Okay.
So what stemmed from that, and we saw the performances were horrible. They drew with Scotland, like they almost lost us. Scotland, believe it or not, right? So we spoke about that last year, and from there, there's a lot of changes. They brought in Shane Richards and they brought in Brian Smith to try and become less shambolic. But the last year was so bad as well because Kidwell only got the job a couple of weeks. Remember, Stephen Kearney went off to the Warriors, so he had no time to plan. He had no time to get his own staff there. So, and then they performed the way they did in Canberra earlier this year, which was terrible. And if we go back to that game, Taumalolo was used sparingly in that test match, especially when the game was on the line. So I don't know if there's more issues stemming from that. Because don't forget, Kenny Bromwich is playing. So if there was that much of an on outcry, you think it'd be coming from Kenny if anyone's going to be really filthy on his brother not playing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Michael, given the situation in New Zealand at the moment, who's Australia's biggest threats in the World Cup?
Themselves.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, they're cup to lose, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. I think I think England as well. England will have a bit of an exit. They're going to have their squad gets announced later today, and it's going to have a lot of NRL experience in that squad and in key positions now, which is big for them. And obviously Tonga, you know, if they can get some traction from their halves, which is probably their weak point. They're going to really, really challenge the so-called big three.
Well, I think the really interesting one there for Tonga is Jerome Luai, who is a really good talent. And if he can
take that, step
that
up.
Half position, I mean, it's a big ask coming out of you know, not much NRL footy, and then ask him to do that. But I think that's where
and Thomas Luai is there. He's played a lot of international footy and a lot of experience in the NRL and in England as well. So he'll be a helping hand there. So they do have options, but if you had to pick apart their side, that's where they struggle.
Yeah. Just looking at the Sunday Telegraph, the newspaper here, the who's who
here
of
it
footy.
Here it comes, Michael. Here it comes.
Meet League's 50 Most Influential. It's penned by you, Michael.
We missed out, Jimmy. What's that about?
Well, no, I'm really interested here. You've got your boss, Phil Rothfield, the sports editor-at-large of the Daily Telegraph, at number 7.
There's a few bosses in that list.
And then you've got Phil Gould at number 8. So I'm just interested in how you've been able to put this together and how you've come up with the list, Michael.
It wasn't just me that was doing the list. It took a lot of to and fro amongst some of my colleagues in the office. Buzz was not one of those that was having an input into the league.
Apparently Buzz had himself at three.
Yeah, Jimmy's not happy and Buzz isn't happy, Michael.
You should have seen him in the office yesterday. No. We can't forget it's about influential people who we're predicting going to be influential in 2018. So that's why someone like John Grant's not on the list and Peter Beattie, who we anticipate will be the incoming commissioners on the list. And we try to take, you know, there's a lot of names on there that people won't recognise, which is part of it as well, because there's these players that really make the product is, you know, it is and have a great influence on the game. So, look, it's an opinion. It's a talker. There's already been plenty of grief on Twitter. I'm thinking there'll be plenty more. And a few text messages flying late last night from some officials involved in the game, shall we say. What about you, Jimmy? Well, I think I'd struggle to make the top 5,000.
No, exactly. It reminds me when they had the Rugby League Hall, that Team of the Century? Remember they had that? And Sean Garlick sent a text around saying, good luck to everyone being named in the Team of the Century. And I thought about it at the time. I wouldn't be named in a Smith Team of the Century. So you'd go all right with the Carrianas Team of the Century, I reckon.
Yeah, I've got my family covered.
fantastic. Hey, Michael, great to have a chat today, and we do appreciate it. And we'll look forward to chatting throughout the course of the World Cup.
Perfect, guys. I'll speak to you soon.
See you, mate.
There he is, Michael Carrianas. He's going to be our World Cup correspondent.